Hello to all members of the Open Heart Project community. It is a complete delight to see you, and as always, it is a complete delight to give you meditation instruction. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, and we're going to start nowish. And if you are brand new to the Open Heart Project, welcome warmly, warmly, warmly. And if you have any concerns about posture, please see the link to the post at the bottom of this email that is solely about posture. But in the meantime, I want to tell you a brief story. Some say it's a true story, some say it's a legend. I don't know. That relates directly to our practice, and for Open Heart Project Sangha members, gives us some history on what we have been studying this month, which is basic goodness. So it can often seem that how are we supposed to have a spiritual practice in the middle of our lives? I mean, it'd be one thing if we were, you know, monastics. It would be another thing if we, you know, had all the money and time in the world. But most of us don't have those things, and we need to figure out a way to somehow fit spirituality, spiritual practice, meditation practice into our lives. And we are not the first in the history of the world to experience this conundrum. According to Buddhist thought, there are actually three spiritual paths, three ways to walk the spiritual path. And the first is as a monastic. You know, you just give up worldly concerns and you go live somewhere where everything is ordered for you, and you get your food and you have a place to sleep, and you devote all of your time to spiritual practice and activity and study. That's one way. The second way is what is sometimes called a forest yogi, which means, you know, someone who also renounces all worldly concerns, but does not go into a monastery, instead sets out on a journey into the world to seek wisdom, discover wisdom. If you have ever seen images of people in robes with wandering with bowls, you know, begging bowls. These are people who have just given up having a house, all conventional trappings, to just say, I'm going to go find the truth. And they're called forest yogis, I suppose, because back in the day they would just wander into the forest and encounter what they encountered and hope it would enlighten them. But there's a third way. Most of us are not going to be monastics. We're not going to be forest yogis. This third way is is the way that works for us, and it's called the path of the householder. People who take everyday life, having a home, having a family, having bills, having pets, having children, needing to exercise, that we take those things as our path. And that is just as profound a path as any of the others. And in some ways, it is a more difficult path. They're all hard, but there's special difficulties as a householder. And where did this come from? I'm going to make this story brief. This is the story slash legend part. There was a kingdom of Shambhala. Some say there still is. The first king of Shambhala was... Shambhala sometimes is also called Shangri-La. It's a kind of mythic kingdom that, again, some people say was real. The first king of Shambhala was named Dawa Zangpo, and he wanted to become a Buddhist. He wanted to be a spiritual practitioner, but he was a king. And he was like, I can't just give up being a king and abandon my people and all my responsibilities to become enlightened. He invited the Buddha to come visit him in his kingdom, and he said, what are the options for me? And the Buddha taught him something that is called the Kalachakra Tantra, just FYI, and it lays out the path of the householder, how you can use everyday life as your path. And the foundation of that view is an understanding of basic goodness, that we all possess this profound, indestructible kind of goodness. So I'm not going to go into any more detail than that. The main point of this story is that your path as a person, just like me, a regular person with a house and bills and relationships and a body and so on, our path is just as profound as any path there is. And I send respect and admiration to you for stepping onto this path. However far you may go, I have complete appreciation for anyone that's willing to bring their spiritual practice into their everyday life. So that means you. Okay, let's begin our practice. So begin by sitting up straight with the sense that you are a king or a queen, or a king and a queen, taking your seat right in the middle of your life, and your meditation cushion or chair is your throne, and you are in the right place, and you can be completely at ease because you own this space. Let your sit bones really sink into your cushion or chair, meaning give your weight to this place, to this practice. Don't hover, but land right here. The hands can rest on the legs, just above the knee, with a cat, perhaps. Hello. Let the shoulders relax. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long, and the mouth is closed. And let yourself fall silent. Breath comes in and out through the nose. And the eyes are open. And the gaze cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, or 1.5 meters. And the eyes are open because this is a practice of wakefulness. It's hard to be awake when your eyes are closed. However, the eyes are very soft. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit, like if you just sat up a little bit more, you could touch the sky. Feel that you are breathing. Feel the breath come in on the inhale and dissolve out on the exhale. So just feel your body breathing. There's no effort, of course, to stop thinking or change thinking. Thinking just happens, like a train that's going by, sort of out your window, while you stay inside. So you just let it rush by, or chug by. If you notice that you've attempted to board the train, meaning you've become distracted by thought, no problem. Just let go. And remember that actually you are right here. And come back to this sense of right here. by returning attention to breath. And remember, no matter where you go, you can always simply come back. Thank you so much for your practice and for practicing together.